Brittany Candelora is joining us right now. We're going to be discussing some taxes. These crazy, crazy taxes.
Unbelievable.
Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good morning.
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, good.
Good to hear you.
Same here. So I'm looking at this list, which I haven't even... I'm going to go over some of these things on the air, but before we get into that, I have to ask you this. Was there any Republican that voted for this?
No.
Yeah, I said that earlier, too.
Yeah.
He said it right to me.
Go ahead, Vinny.
Yeah, and, you know, the governor, when he first came out with his budget, they wanted to try to tax groceries. And that proposal back in January failed pretty quickly. Mm. And, you know, this is sort of a backdoor way that the Democrats created the ability to tax our grocery items.
So we have sandwiches and grinders and wraps, popsicles, ice cream cones, frozen yogurt, salad sold at salad bars. So basically, rather than groceries in a grocery store, we're talking about prepared foods, correct?
Well, it's a little bit broader than that. So it's any food that can be immediately consumed.
Mm.
So, you know, it potentially is any food that you can eat without cooking. And that's why you're seeing on the laundry list of items, you know, things like certain produce, like salads, and individual containers of ice cream, you know, a pint of ice cream, a bagel out of the bakery shop, which used to be considered a grocery item and non-taxable. Those things now are all going to go to a 7.35% sales tax.
Wow. Donuts, rolls, pastries. You're talking about salads. Green-based salads in containers of 8 ounces or less, cookies, pies, prepackaged or factory-sealed bags or packages of 5 ounces or less of chips, popcorn, kettle corn, nuts, trail mix, crackers, cookies, snack cakes, and other snack foods unless sold in a factory prepackaged multi. Pizza! Pizza by the slice, Vinny! Are you kidding me? This is sacrilege! You can't...
I know. And so what's interesting about those that list and you know the governor's comments is he claims that we need to do this in order to balance the budget. However, all of those items were not calculated in the revenue. So OFA is now going to be revising the budget, and the public is going to find out how much the Democrats have overtaxed us in this latest budget cycle.
But, Vinny, they don't care. They vote the same people in all the time.
That's right.
I know.
And it's almost
very discouraging.
It's almost like the public, the Connecticut citizens, are saying, you know what, we're not taxed enough. Tax us even more. We're taxed to the max, but you know what? We can still take more.
It's crazy. It's very frustrating. I know, though, the working class districts, you know, tend to push back. It's the ones that have the money don't really care. And this budget sort of insulated, I think, our wealthier communities and is really having a dramatic impact on our middle class and poorer communities with taxes like this one.
But yet there are state representatives and the state senators that represent these city districts still vote for it, don't they?
They do. And I don't understand it. I never, you know, when I was growing up, Democrats used to oppose sales tax increases.
Yeah.
Because they recognized the regressiveness of it.
Yeah.
Now everything is on the table. Nothing is off limits to taxation with this Democrat Party.
You know what it is? They're hoping that it flies under the radar. You know what? They go along with their party leadership, and because, of, you know, it's been proposed by Democrats, and they don't want to be as a person who's gone rogue within their party. So they're just hoping that, well, you know what, maybe this will just fly under the radar and I don't have to answer to this. But
well, and you know, and they don't answer to it. If you see the responses, they say, oh, well, the Republicans didn't propose a budget. Well, what does that have to do with this?
Well, hold on. Before, yeah, I want to get to that. Because in my 4 years there, up there with you, we've always produced a budget. Why not this year?
Well, we produced, I've lost track how many. I mean, I would say upward of 19 different iterations of budgets over, you know, my career. And they're summarily dismissed. And so the last budget cycle that we had, where the Democrats didn't have the votes and brought us in the room, we actually felt that it would be better to try to work with them on a bipartisan basis rather than be adversarial and propose our own budget and you know, sort of come out from that perspective. And it didn't matter. The Democrats, because they had the votes, threw us out of the room anyway, crafted their own budget and voted on it. And now that they have to own up to what they've done, they want to try to deflect and distract people from the actual bad votes that they took. I'd love to hear the Democrats' explanation on why they thought taxing groceries was a good idea in the dark of night, without a public hearing and without telling people what they're really doing. Don't know how that was a good idea.
Yeah, no, I
unbelievable.
Yeah. You know, it just gets to me, though. It just gets to me because at once upon a time, food was a, you know, we're not going to tax that. You can't cross that line.
Yeah, that was a sacred cow.
It really was. And now I clearly see. And you know what kills me, Vinny, as well? I can't stand it when Governor Ned Lamont or any of his minions go out there and say, hey, we did not raise taxes. I can't believe, you know how many times I've heard that from elected, state elected Democrats, House, Senate, or otherwise. They go out and they get quoted by saying, we didn't raise taxes. Well, case in point, folks, it's right here.
Yeah, if people spoke and lied the way they did, they would probably be seeking medical attention.
How can they get away with saying that when it's so blatant? I can understand if there was a few rats and they snuck them in on page 1200 in the budget, you know, and there's not much. Oh, there's a couple of tax increases, but these are so in your face that it's. You cannot not recognize it. You cannot not be, because it's food. You know, it's prepared food that's at a restaurant and so on and so forth. How do they get away with saying still that they have not raised taxes?
Yeah, I think they're of the adage that if you tell a lie long enough, everybody will believe it. And so at best, this was sloppy drafting in the budget. You know, at worst, it was very intentional and purposeful.
Yeah.
But now when they've been called out on it, they're still just trying to deflect and ignore it. And it's pathological behavior. It really is.
Yeah.
And they should be asked to own up to this. I mean, I'd love to answer the question. So did you mean to tax groceries, or are you going to come back to the legislature and fix it? You know, was it intentional or was it a mistake? That's the question to ask them, and they won't answer it.
Now, you're trying to call for a special session to address this, right?
Yeah, we think it should be addressed, and you know, we need to go in for other business, and maybe we could take up this issue when we're addressing those other items. But, you know, here the other irony of this is the governor is claiming some kind of parity with restaurants and trying to be fair to restaurants, yet we're still waiting for the fix because he vetoed that restaurant bill that clarified how you pay your wait staff.
Right,
and so restaurants are still hanging out there not knowing how they should be treating their employees. And add grocery stores to the list now. When you read the language of what is readily consumable, ask a grocery store what they think they're supposed to be taxing. And do we think that they're going to be conservative and say, you know, I want to help out the residents and not tax them as much? No, they're going to fear an IRS audit and or a DRS audit,
right.
And they're going to make sure that they very broadly interpret that tax law, because we know that's how the auditors are going to interpret it.
You know, and make no mistake, there are grocery stores. Stu Leonard's comes to mind. Actually, just about every grocery store has some, like a section of prepared foods, whether it's a salad bar or those rotisserie chickens or whatnot, you know. So even, you know, grocery stores are subject to this through the prepared foods that they are already prepared, already cooked foods that they have in their store. You know?
They are. I was also confused by the governor's comments, because bringing parity didn't make sense to me, because if you go to the deli at the supermarket and purchase a sub, that already is subject to a sales tax, just like it's subject right. to a sales tax if you went to Subway right. or a McDonald's.
Yep.
So there's already parity in the system. What we've done now is the Democrats are now taxing, you know, bagged lettuce, you know, a box of Triscuits. Things that were traditionally grocery items are now potentially subject to this tax.
I hate to say it, Vinny, but we got what we deserved. This is who we voted for. We knew the writing was on the wall. And you know what? They gave it to us. You vote for the, you vote this way. You vote these people in all the time, and this is what they do.
Can't you hear some of the Democratic leaders? The reason we did this, the reason that we did this, we wanted you to lose some weight and get healthier.
Well, that.
No, but because it's salads too, though. It's not just donuts.
Exactly. It's indiscriminate in the way it taxes. We're taxing healthy food and junk food.
Yeah. Greens. It says right here greens, yeah, carbonated water, you know, fruit juice. I mean, where is it? Salads, side dishes. Yeah, I mean, greens, that's health. Yeah. Those are healthy foods, you know.
Yeah, this wasn't about a policy decision. This was about a money grab.
All right, well, listen, we're running out of time, Vinny. Going forward, you know, the numbers aren't there to overturn this. So you can call for, you know, a special session to address this further. But in your heart of hearts, you have to know it's probably not going to move the needle anywhere, is it?
No, it's going to be very frustrating. I think we're just going to see the impact that it's going to have, you know, on our seniors and families and individuals in the state of Connecticut. It gets tiring.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully this is something that we will be able to reverse, because, you know, I think it's going to be far more damaging, not just on families' pocketbooks, but on our businesses, because it's yet another law that is very difficult to comply with and to interpret.
Yeah.
And that's the other side of the equation. You know, the Democrats are chasing businesses out of the state.
But they say they're not.
Just don't.
Yeah. They say they're
yeah.
not. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. Deputy Minority Leader Vinny Candelora, thank
Tremendous.
You so much. You were awesome. Really
Thanks.
Appreciate you being with us this morning. Come back anytime.
Thank you. Take care.
You do the same.